Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The Good Samaritan is a story many people have heard in one form or another. My version of the story today, I hope, catches the essence of what the man that came down from heaven was trying to communicate. I hope it pulls at your heartstrings, so listen to these words. The man from heaven was teaching the crowds when a man in the crowd shouted, "Teacher, how can I inherit eternal life?" "Well, what does the law of Moses say, and how do you interpret it?" "It says I should love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, and all my mind, and love my neighbor as myself." "Very good, you've answered correctly. Do this, and you'll inherit eternal life." But wanting to justify himself, he asked a second question. "Teacher, then who is my neighbor?" I have a story for this. There was a man who was going on a journey from Jerusalem down to Jericho. He was traveling by foot. And robbers overtook him, stripped him, beat him, and left him for half dead on the side of the road. Now, there was a priest who was going by, and he saw him and walked around him and kept going on the journey. There was a Jewish rabbi. He saw him also. And he walked around him, and he continued on his journey also. Then there was a man from Samaria. He was going on a journey there and saw him and had compassion for him. He bent over and bound his wounds, picked him up, and carried him to a nearby village, where he stayed in that night, taking care of his wounds. The next morning, he gave the innkeeper $200 and said, "Finish caring for him. If I owe you anything, I will pay you when I pass through on the way back." Now let me ask you, which one of these three men was a neighbor to the man that was robbed, beaten, and left for half dead on the side of the road? The one that showed mercy to him. You've answered correctly. Go and do the same, and you will inherit eternal life. Did you imagine yourself on the road to Jericho with this wayward traveler? Could you feel his pain? Did you catch an understanding of who he thinks your neighbor is? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.